This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We're starting KER Politics. Going to deal today with a couple of staff members. Again, I guess I should use the word executives to give them full credit of the Epoch Times, a paper that I am totally taken with. Chatting starting out right now with Valentin Schmidt. Valentin, you wrote an article in the latest edition that I also have read cover to cover about Chinese real estate. An awful lot of regulations are being imposed on the people of China by the Chinese Communist Party, even down to the point of private real estate transactions. Let's talk about that.
Hey, Al, thanks a lot for promoting our paper. We're happy that you like it so much. In terms of executive, I only execute myself, nobody else. I'm in charge of my own operation. In China, everything has to do with politics. So basically, even the real estate market is a policy market. And so what happened is that they basically they had financial repression for a long time. I have to backtrack a bit because you have to understand the whole thing in context. So basically, they had huge inflation, especially after the 2009 crisis with the stimulus. They paid almost zip on the deposit accounts. So the Chinese savers, they were basically being ripped off to subsidize the producers who paid a much lower rate to borrow and then could, you know, make money on the in capital investment. So they were subsidizing that. So what can you do as a saver if you get no money on the deposits? Then the stock market is a loose cannon, you know, it goes up and down 100% or 50%, you know, every single year. So they plummeted into real estate big time, and I'm talking about 2009, 2010, 2011. And that was the first property bubble. Then 2014, that cooled down. And by the way, I may say it may not have been such a big bubble because they had relatively high down payments and it was mostly financed out of savings because they didn't know where to put the money. So maybe not such a big bubble. It was just that the activity was huge and the price increases were big. So then the prices fell. And maybe that fits the bill because since it was mostly equity financed, it didn't lead to a sort of debt deleveraging that the subprime bubble led to here in the United States. But the prices went down a fair bit in 2014, 2015, and they tried pumping the stock market in 2015. That failed because the Chinese, they're like a little bit like here in the West, you know, the real economic activity is very stagnant. So they always have to use like assets like stocks or real estate to generate this wealth effect where people feel wealthy and then they start borrowing and consuming more. So they pumped the stock market, didn't work out. Then in 2016, the economy really slowed down because none of the asset markets were performing. So they were like, okay, now we got to push real estate again. So they lowered the interest rates. They can tell the banks, you know, push loans into real estate. And they by and large did that at one point. Most of the, let me just check the number, most of the new loans in China in 2016, 40.5% of all new loans were mortgages. So the Chinese, they went for it, and this time they debt financed it, and also the down payments went down a lot. Now, instead of putting 70-80% down, they may only put down 30%. And the prices have become so unaffordable. I mean, depending on which measures you look at, for example, in Shenzhen, I mean, it depends on the estimate. So I've seen various estimates that you have to pay from 50 to 150 times your average annual income to buy a house, right? I mean, who can afford that? No one. So now that debt is going up.
I had a question about that, if I can just stop you for a second. And the question I had is this. In the United States, up until probably about 30 years ago, up until recently, maybe not that recent, but let's say up until probably 1980 or thereabouts, the typical mortgage was based on 300% of your annual income. But again, that was back in the days when the average income was probably somewhere around $10,000-$15,000. But the typical loan back in those days was acceptable only if it was at a 3-to-1 ratio, which is 300%. And I meant to ask you about that when I read that article, because it strikes me that the numbers that we're seeing in China really aren't that out of line with what they used to be in the United States.
You're saying 300% of your annual income, but how can you do that if you're paying 50 times your annual income and you're only putting 30% down? So that still leaves you with a mortgage of 30 times. If you're taking the low estimate, you know, if we're taking the high estimate, it's going to be a lot higher.
I'm talking about gross value here. For example, somebody, let's say back in 1965, 1970, who was purchasing a $30,000 house would have an annual income of about $10,000. It was 3-to-1 back in those days.
Yeah, and China is now 50-to-1.
So I misread the numbers. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's out of very much out of line, and the household debt has gone up obviously a lot. So it was 20% a few years ago. Now it's 40%. Still not too bad, but you know it has gone up a lot. And now basically a couple of things happened where we go back to the central planning theme. It's so you're pushing the market to get the wealth effect and to get activity and to get construction and people working in construction and whatever. But then you realize, well, wait a second, you know, this is turning into a giant bubble, and when the bubble bursts, it's going to be ugly. So now they are, which every, you know, central planner, they pretend they can get, you know, they can inflate and then they deflate just at the right time and it never works. So now they're trying to basically cool it down using several measures. So first of all, the interest rate has risen a little bit, not much, but it has gone up for mortgages. Then
well,
you have
it's about 6%, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Let's see. I think it's more about. I think it's up from 4.9 to.
Right.
To 5.3 or something like
okay.
that.
Let's okay.
Say. Interest.
I thought you put in your article, I thought you said like 6%, but that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't, anyway, it's up a few, you know, let's say 40 basis points or something like that. As high as 6%, yeah.
Right.
So you have that, and then you have all those restrictions, we talked about it, right, like, so you want to buy a second house for speculation, you can't do it in many places, so you want to buy... You know, in many, many cases, people bought a house and they thought they could sell it, but now they can only sell it for business use because the central planners declared this is like a business, mm-hmm. you know, quarter or, you know, suburb. So you basically cannot sell it.
Yeah.
So that's happening. So you have more regulation, you have higher rates, the banks are, you know, maxing out their quotas, they're not giving out more loans. But usually what happens when the tightening cycle starts, actually, you have a push, a last push, and there was another article by the Wall Street Journal saying that because there are no alternatives and the people think the tightening is going to get worse, so everybody's now rushing into the market, you know, one last hooray. To get the houses before they can't buy or sell anymore. And so that's why the prices are still going up. The prices haven't dropped a lot. What we are seeing is the rates rising and the regulation increasing. But when the prices will ultimately fall, it's probably going to take a few more months, and then we'll have to see. This will be very interesting to see how it plays out. Because normally if you have a debt finance run-up, you know, when the collateral goes down, you get the margin call, you need to sell, and the prices go down further, then actually actual people are going to go bankrupt, not just the companies.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting. We've got to take a real quick, Valentin, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. We're going to get back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the real estate sector in mainland China with Valentin Schmidt. We're also going to talk a little bit about the reason for the origination of the Epoch Times a number of years ago. It's a very, very interesting story. Stick around. We are going to be back in just 30 seconds with Valentin Schmidt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting with Dr. Dwight Moore right now. You know, it strikes me in reading the political news almost on a daily basis, take out the word almost, that we have an interesting situation with two very strong personalities, one being President Trump and the other one being Vladimir Putin. They're both my way or the highway type of guys, which I think can be kind of dangerous. Any comments on that, Dwight?
I'm sorry. Other than in what's reported about Putin, I just don't know anything about him.
Got an opinion?
I have an experiential opinion, and that is my work as an industrial psychologist was to help corporate leaders of Fortune 500 companies get unstuck when they were behaving badly.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty valuable experience, right?
Well, and I think it's relevant here because what happens is that a leader, a CEO, a premier, a president, Putin, Trump, frankly, get isolated. It is lonely at the top. People don't share with them what they need to know. And so they become pretty convinced of their own point of view.
Yep.
And I suspect that's happened with Putin, given the fact that people actually die there if they disagree with him from odd poisonings and things like that. The intervention in the United States and corporate world is to get a third party in the room to help these leaders talk through their disagreements. And I'm not seeing that happen. So that makes me worried. Now, I'm not talking specifically about Putin, but from a leadership standpoint, it makes me worried that they're going to have real trouble getting away from their own points of view.
Yep. Well, I would maintain that you simply cannot have an office like each of those two guys happen to have and be so focused on your own point of view that you piss everybody else off. I mean, certainly a very large portion of the world's population is getting very, very angry, probably because of disappointment in some of the actions of the president. Let's go on and talk about some of the other characteristics that you mentioned, though. You know, you were talking about narcissism, et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the other things that we should watch out for in our politicians? And I do mean watch out.
So there's this fascinating area called moral development, which is how we make decisions.
Yeah.
Decision-making theory has got lots of stuff written about it. One of the underpinnings of decision-making theory is levels of moral development, and people have different abilities to make moral decisions based on the complexity of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So just to make it simple, there's kind of three levels. One level is about rules and punishment. If I get caught, I'm bad.
Yep.
Second level is about conformity. What do most people do? This is the nice, good kind of level. And the third level of moral development and decision-making is decision-making on the basis of ethical principles, freedom, independence, consensual decision-making. The complexity of the moral decision increases as those levels grow up. So if you think about making a moral decision out about these leaders, the more able and trained they are to deal with the ambiguity and complexity involved, multi-numbers of opinions, ethnicities, languages, points of view, values, the greater probability of a positive outcome. The more basic they are, rules, punishment, military responses to complex problems, the scarier the likelihood is for the globe.
Well, you know, really good examples, and I'm not putting Donald Trump or Vladimir Putin in this category. Please understand that, folks out there. But a really good example of the huge negativity that can result from the wrong type of leader is perhaps the two folks, and if you count Mussolini in Italy, the three folks who were our opponents during the Second World War, I mean, both the Japanese leader and the leader of Germany, obviously Adolf Hitler, were truly people who had the talent to screw millions of people together so they made the same part. But that was something that really, really is a huge blight on human history, in my opinion. And, I'm not saying that Trump is going to do the same thing, and I'm not saying that Putin's going to do the same thing. What I am saying is that is an extreme example, but a very effective example of the negativity that can ensue under absolutely crazy leadership. My opinion.
Yeah, I hear you. There's another factor in here that you introduced sort of secondarily is all of the leaders we've been talking about so far are all men. And they're late 50s to 60, in the 60s, early 70s men. And one of the things that corporate America is trying to do is to increase what they call diversity, which basically means getting more women in the C-suites.
Right.
Getting more minorities in the seat so that the thought mindset is broadened. That's what the concept of diversity basically means.
Uh-huh.
It's not an optical issue. It's really that people can think differently and broader. And one of the pieces that scares me about all of these, what I call testosterone poisoned men that are currently in power, and Putin and Trump certainly fit that category, is that their responses are about competition and power and who's up and who's down and,
right.
and military responses to what I consider to be probably economic or social problems. And that worries me because that's biological in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do about any of that, but it's a concern.
Well, that's a major concern. Unfortunately, when you get to the level of politics that we talk about in this particular program, the level that we're talking about is obviously the highest you can go. It's obviously a very elite level. And it's obviously a level where even though I have a radio show that reaches millions of people, the fact of the matter is how much of my opinion is even known, how much of our listeners' opinion, which is more important than my opinion, is even known throughout the world, let alone throughout the United States. It's very, very difficult to have any type of impact on that particular, at that particular level of politics. All I can say right now, and I'm going to let you wrap this up, we have 40 seconds left. What do you do now, bud?
What I do is I look at more local levels of politics where these leaders start. They start in city councils and school boards and local elections and state representation. And they are more accessible. They will listen. They have town halls. You can actually call their office and speak to their staffers. So for me, that's the input that I make.
That's the input that I think each and every one of us has to make. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back talking more politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Segment 3 of KER Politics. We're going to talk about a subject right now that is all over the press. A lot of people discussing it in my neck of the woods, and that's the legislation dealing with the parental leave issues that are involved right now coming out of Washington, D.C. Florence Romano is with us right now. She's been working with children hands-on for an awful long time. She has a brand in Chicago centering around the concept of nannies. We're going to talk about that later, but let's talk a little bit about this parental leave thing first, Florence, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. This is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm so happy to see the Trump administration bringing this to light. And regardless of where you stand in terms of how you feel about the president or you feel about his administration, Ivanka Trump is the first daughter really is taking this as her subject matter and being an advocate for it. And what's really horrible about the United States is we've never had a parental leave policy here. And we have 60% of families in America today using child care, over 60%. And that statistic rises in line with the employment rate. So we're not seeing something that's a trend. We're seeing something that is now a cultural norm. And we need to be paying attention to that. Whether you have to work or you want to work, that is your choice. That's, you know, that's the values of your own family and your own self. But we need to support parents in America, and we do a terrible job of doing that. I know for myself, I have a business in Chicago, and you're not legally required to have a maternity leave policy if you have less than a certain number of employees, which I do. And it was very important to me to make sure that the women that I have hired have the time to be with their children, as well as the fathers. If they are, you know, going to take a couple weeks off, or if they're adopting to take a, there needs to be a way that we are caring for the parents in today's world. And that's what Ivanka and the Trump administration is trying to do right now, is bring that to the forefront and say, hey, we are the worst in the world right now when it comes to this. And what is, what message are we giving to families when we're not taking care of children when they're first born, and parents when they first need to be bonding with their children?
I think it's a really important issue, and I think it's an issue that's important because our society right now has really gone some changes. It has really gone through some changes in terms of, as you said, daycare, nanny care, et cetera, working parents. I mean, economically in the United States right now, unfortunately, I believe, and I got three daughters, but unfortunately, I believe that the fact that it's almost a necessity for a household to have two incomes today. To say that it's almost a necessity, you know, depending on what kind of lifestyle you want to lead, it is a necessity today. And there, but there are ways to deal with that, in my opinion, so your children don't suffer. What are some of those solutions, Florence?
You have a lot of different options today, but child care really has gotten a bad name. Truthfully, I always say nanny is a dirty word now. You see in the magazines, because of Hollywood, all of this stuff sensationalized. Every spouse is cheating with the nanny. So everyone's afraid now that if they hire a nanny, that that nanny is going to cheat with their spouse. Mm-hmm. And I really am so upset that that is what has happened to what is a very honorable profession. Mm-hmm. And these nannies, both men and women, take it very seriously. So when you're looking at the different options for your family, whether it's a nanny or it's daycare, remember that it's up to you to decide what the values are of your family, and that you need to hire someone that is going to be an extension of those values. And that even extends to daycare. You want to see who that person is that is going to be spending all that time with your child. Think of them as a role model or an aunt or uncle in their life, because they are going to have influence on them. So you do have options in what you want to do. Now, it's expensive. I'm not going to, you know, beat around the bush here. It is very expensive to hire a nanny or daycare or anything like that. And you're going to be working hard for that money, and it's going to go right towards daycare probably. But if you want to have children and you want to work, or you have to work, this is the trade-off. And you really, when it comes to someone taking care of your child, I mean, my goodness, that's not the time to be frugal. Pay the money to have the best person there taking care of your child.
No question about that. You know, I have to believe, though, that because of the passion that exists within the industry that you're a leader of right now, I have to kind of believe that people don't become young women, I would have to say, and I'm not being sexist when I say that, I'm being a 73-year-old, for lack of better terms. All I can say is that it would appear to me that women who go into that type of endeavor really care about society, and they really care about kids. I'll bet you that's been your experience.
And my experience has been that the people going into the nanny profession absolutely do care about children and are in it for the right reasons. But I have also seen the flip side of the coin, where I have heard people say, oh gosh, I'll just nanny until something better comes along, or until I figure out what I want to do with my life. Well, that is bringing, you know, disdain to that industry and cheapening it in the eyes of people who have made a career out of it, or, you know, also are very passionate about it. So I think we do have to be careful about the way that we visualize this industry and visualize child care today. And I do believe that most people that do enter into it are doing it for the right reasons, because taking care of children is not easy. Ask any parent out there. So you really have to have the right heart for it.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you also are pretty familiar with the internet as it relates to children, as it relates to young people. We've only got about 3 minutes here, but I'd like to touch on that subject, if you don't mind. The internet is a pretty wide open place. How detrimental, on the one hand, can the internet be to kids, and how beneficial, on the other hand, can the internet be to kids, Florence?
It's a double-edged sword. I grew up in a time where when I was writing a paper for school, I had to go to the library and check out a million books to figure out what the answer was. And now you have the internet right at your fingertips, and that's amazing. Technology is amazing today. But also there is so much that is accessible on the internet that is not appropriate for children. And parents tend to not be as vigilant as they should be, because I think they kind of think out of sight, out of mind, or it won't be my child. But you hear about what's happening in cyberspace and stalkers and children meeting up with strangers and, perverts and people befriending children on the internet. These are real concerns, and I don't mean to say it to scare our parents or nannies, but I say it as a reality check. You have to be vigilant about what they're looking at on the internet, just like you're going to be vigilant about what they're watching on TV. You need to be involved, and you need to make sure whoever is taking care of your children also need to be involved in that.
You know, the internet is a very valuable tool for education, number one, and then number one, as you just mentioned, as was your experience, certainly with what I do for my avocation, and it very definitely is an avocation, a great one, I have to add. But what I do, I get all of my information now from the internet, because I'm finding the sources to be so much better than, for example, the daily paper or what have you, but we also don't have young children in the house. But, you know, I kind of go over what's on the internet. I look at the expertise, for example, that my grandson has in terms of computers. I mean, this kid is 13 years old, and he knows how to work a computer better than Grandpa, and Grandpa uses a computer every single day to record the show. So I guess I need for you to stress just what parents can do to guard their children. And we've only got about 30 seconds, okay?
There are programs that you can buy to guard your children from the internet, and it's not that expensive. Look into it and definitely use it. But don't make your children afraid of the internet either. It is obviously very useful, and they're going to have to use it in school. So don't impede upon them being able to learn that skill. And I'll tell you, children today, 3 years old, they're on those iPads, and they know how to use them. So there's nothing wrong with that. But you, again, need to be vigilant about making sure you're putting parental controls in place.
Get the programs, you folks out there, and I mean that. That's very important. Florence Romano, it's been really great having you on the show. Thank you so much. I'd like to get you back in the future. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Dr. John Huber talking about the mindset of terrorists.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up the second hour and the full weekend edition of the KE Report. Wrapping up this show with our friend Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of PeakProsperity.com. Definitely a website that you should be checking out on a very regular basis. I go to it on pretty much a daily basis. And Chris, I want to talk about maybe some of this information that's coming out around what will actually help the U.S. economy. And I want to focus on the comments that Trump made on Wednesday afternoon, stating that he thinks the dollar was getting too strong. And Trump is obviously making this comment to improve exports, or at least that's what he's looking at. He's saying a lower U.S. dollar will improve exports, and that is going to, in essence, help the GDP of the U.S. But when you drive down into the numbers, yes, when you do have a lower dollar, then exports are cheaper for other places, other countries, so those do usually do better, but exports are only 12% of U.S. GDP. So is this almost too narrow of a focus for Trump?
Well, it is, and it's actually not really a well-formed opinion, to put it mildly. Here's the thing. First off, all the currencies are in free fall relative to each other, right? So there's no such thing as just lowering the dollar or having it be lower. That does so only when it goes lower relative to your other major trading partners, right? That's it. So to say we want the dollar to be weaker means we want the yuan to be stronger, we want the yen to be stronger, we want the euro to be stronger. It's that simple. There's no magic to this. So one goes down, another one has to go up, because they're all relative. That's why I use the relative. They're like skydivers going, you know, falling. I'm like, which one's going faster? It's a relative thing. So that's one. Two, it only works to have a weaker currency if you are a net positive exporting nation. So the theory is, I get it, if my currency is a little weaker, that means a car manufactured somewhere in Louisville is going to be cheaper, so more people will want to buy that car, so we'll export more of them. That part's true. But let's imagine for the moment, because this is roughly right, you're exporting one unit of things, but you're importing two units of things, right? So it doesn't really help you if you drive the currency down, because now all of a sudden all your imports are more expensive. So if your imports in a dollar basis are higher, and they are by about 2 to 1, are higher than your exports, well, then you have a problem. Because it means that the things that you're importing are getting more expensive faster than the things you're exporting are actually increasing in their export volumes. So what happens is your current account deficit blows out, you find your borrowing costs go up, the people of your country discover it's harder to get by. This is Japan's exact strategy starting in November of 2014, really began whacking their currency, drove it down a good 25% roughly against the dollar. The people of Japan are now struggling mightily with vastly higher import costs for all kinds of things, food, fuel, you name it, while a few of their exporters are doing better. So Sony's bottom line looks better. Toshiba looks better. Well, maybe bad example, filing for bankruptcy and all. But the companies do well. The people do worse. So please understand, when you fiddle with currencies of a nation and try and drive them down, there are winners and losers. So really, on another level, what Trump is saying, I'm ready for some companies to be winners in the story at the expense of everybody else who's relying on imports. So it's really a take from one to give to the other. I don't agree with that strategy.
And this actually goes even further into this GDP calculation, because consumer spending is such a huge part of the U.S. GDP. And as you mentioned, we import way more than we export. So when we're debasing our currency or lowering the value of our currency compared to other currencies, it's just going to further hit the consumer. And the consumers are already struggling. Plus, retailers are the largest U.S. employer, and we're already seeing them struggle. So to me, I don't know if this is the right game. However, it does fall in line with what it seems like every other country is doing, trying to keep their currency at a lower level. And to me, this just doesn't seem to work. I actually think that we need a leader out there, somebody who wants their currency to be stronger, somebody, some central bank to take a lead rather than read from the same playbook. What would you say to that?
Well, that would be a country I'd move to, but nobody's on that book at this point in time. Look, even at Switzerland, which nominally, I mean, Switzerland, their currency was really strengthening. It was looking like a safe haven. They felt it, you know, once their currency got too strong, tourism dropped off because people couldn't afford to go there, you name it. So Switzerland said, yeah, we can't afford a strong currency. But the reason Switzerland had a stronger currency is because they were running a saner and sounder economic platform. So it's almost as if the central banks don't really like sane and sound. They want everything insane. I mean, look at everything that's been done, driving interest rates down to zero and beyond into negative territory. It's all to get people to borrow and spend more without even a remote first question hint of saying, maybe we've already borrowed too much. Maybe people shouldn't be borrowing more. Maybe we should be saving more. But that's not where banks make their game. Please understand, the central banks are not here for you and for me. They're not here for anything other than to assure that the banking system is highly profitable and continues to be so. Banks make money making loans, not taking deposits.
Well, we've actually talked about that, I believe, a few weeks ago, just outlining the fact that there are actually shareholders of the Fed, and those shareholders are banks in the U.S. And legally, anybody who has shareholders needs to look out for their best interest first. So it's kind of a scary concept when you actually realize what's at play here. But Chris, do you see any positive spots in the U.S. economy or in the global economy that you think, if either politicians or central banks focus on or shift course, that they could actually start to see some growth, and we could see more than just this trickle along slow growth environment?
No, because the Federal Reserve and other central banks, they are wealth transfer organisms. They do not create prosperity. They do not print wealth out of thin air. They print money out of thin air, and then they distribute it. And so really, if you think about it, if you and I had an economy and you had a printing press in your basement and you just said, wow, I could get twice as much out of this economy if I just turn this crank and get twice as much money out for me, what we discover is that, no, the amount of stuff in our economy was the exact same amount as before, but the claims on it were twice as large, and you got first benefit off those claims. So the central banks really just transfer wealth from point A to point B. That's part one. Part two, though, this is really critical. Bunch of geeks, bunch of wonks, bunch of academics, nobody in the Federal Reserve, nobody has ever run a business and actually managed a profit and loss statement, had employees, all that. So they have some ideas, right? But their ideas are crazy when you get right down to it, and they didn't understand the social engineering aspect of what they were up to. So here's what is an engine of growth: productivity improvements, real investments in property, plant, equipment, and people, training, new technologies, R&D. Those are the engines of actual prosperity and growth in the future. What the Federal Reserve has done is engineered a condition where companies were highly incentivized to do financial games rather than all that hard stuff I just mentioned, you know, hiring people and building stuff and discovering stuff. That's hard work. Easy work is borrowing money at 1% and retiring your shares that are yielding a 2% dividend. Turn that crank all day long. That's what they've done. Corporate debt, highest levels in all of recorded history. Household debt climbing back up again at record territories nominally at this point. You don't have a good engine for growth with high levels of debt. That's axiomatic across 500 years of economic history. Nope, this time isn't different. So the engine of growth, of prosperity, I don't see that. But what has increased at this point is enormous amounts of claims on the economy. Debt levels, all-time highs. Equity markets, the flirting near all-time highs. Everything's just sort of pumped up. That's what the central banks did. It makes them feel good. They go to parties. People clap and say, nice job making my stock portfolio look higher. But the truth is that the engines of growth, which sadly the monetary authorities seem to be delightfully unaware of, are all missing in action this time.
Well, I guess it speaks to this bigger concept that these paper gains that people see in the stock market really do nothing to benefit the economy. And Chris, even talking about your website, there is no way that you could argue that we are at peak prosperity for the individual or for really any country out there. They are continuing to lead us down this road, which I don't think anybody thinks will end well, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this road is going to end tomorrow. It keeps on running. We are in the ninth year of this bull market for the equity markets, but there are definitely some more cracks in the system right now. Chris, it's great chatting with you as always. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show, and hope everybody has a great Easter break and a long weekend. Spend time with your family. Hopefully the weather gets better and get out there on the golf course. Thanks for your time, Chris. Everybody, thanks again for tuning in.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.